Welcome to yet another episode of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I'm your host, Mr. Dabalina, and this is episode 7. It's the first episode of 2018, which of course means I'm going to play a bunch of calls from 2015 for you today. We're going to start with some calls to Bank of America customers who back in 2015 were getting home loans and using Bank of America for the home loan stuff. And the weirdest coincidence happened. On the home loan application, if they needed any help with their application, there was a phone number to call, and the phone number was incorrect, and it just happened to go to the voicemail of a listener of mine. And of course, the first thing he did was he started forwarding the messages to me so I could call these people. And this went on for several weeks before they finally fixed the problem. So I'm going to play you a couple of calls from when that happened. And this first one here, it features Trainwreck. He's a prank caller from Canada.
Hello,
this is Mr. Rick from the Bank of America. How are you, ma'am?
Oh, fine, thank you.
All right, then. I think one of my colleagues speak to you previously. Is that correct?
Possibly to my husband, if he wanted to talk to him. He's the one that's been doing all the work.
Well, actually, I have your name on the form here. Would you mind? Okay, I have just a couple questions so that we can proceed.
Well, it'd probably be best to talk to him because he knows all the information. So
are you not allowed to take your own decision, ma'am?
Oh yes, I am. But okay. He was the one who sent in for all the information.
Oh, I understand. He's a freak control, right? Control,
yes.
Freak. Okay, perfect then. I'll wait.
No, all right. Here, do you want to talk to him? It's from Bank of America. I don't know what they want. They said my.
Hello,
sir. How are you?
Oh, well, I think I'm okay.
Okay, perfect. You sound a little bit sleepy. Were you sleeping?
What is the nature of your call?
What time is it, sir, right now? This is Mr. Tim from the Bank of America. I did believe that you spoke to one of my associates previously. Is that correct, sir?
I did speak to an associate from Bank of America.
Perfect.
Sometime mm-hmm. yesterday.
Okay. I don't have the information about the call, but was your experience good?
Say that again.
I'm doing a survey here, a customer survey. Basically, your loan won't be accepted if you don't do the survey right now.
My loan won't be accepted
mm-hmm.
if I don't
that is
do
correct.
The survey?
Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
That is the most unprofessional statement I have ever heard from a representative of Bank of America.
Well, hold on here.
It is a trusted company.
Yes.
There are no there are no surveys attached to any transactions or business between
sir,
Bank America and a customer.
Sir, are you trying to tell me how to do my job here?
I have never heard.
Now, you can cut with the attitude. We will continue with the survey if
that
that's all right with you.
That a loan would be refused if a customer did not participate in a survey.
Sir, I'm gonna ask you to stop being a bitch and get over it, okay?
And get what?
Are we man here or are we lady on the phone? Because I don't know for you, but I know for me.
Well,
you can stop acting like a little bitch. Tell your wife to go in the other room. We'll speak like a man, okay? We'll settle this down. Is that all right with you?
You know what?
Okay, sir, first question of the survey.
Give me your name, and I will call Bank America about you.
Oh, there's no one.
What is your name?
There's only one person above me. Well, two person. There's Mr. Roy Gerbel and God. And I'm a Christian, sir. Okay, so...
Well, you certainly
no swear.
Do not talk like one.
Oh, how dare
sure.
you. How dare you.
What do you mean, how dare me? You
swearing
you
on
are
the phone?
Obnoxious, sir.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You are quite obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hang up and call Bank America.
No, you won't.
and report this
conversation. I ask you to hang up. Hang up the phone. Hang up the phone. Hold on. I'm going to put my supervisor on the phone here.
Hello, this is Roy. Can I help you? Hello, sir. Hello, hello. Oh, he just hung up. I'll call him right back.
Oh, good.
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy from the Bank of America. I understand you were just talking to Mr. Reck.
I'm not sure who that was, but he made statements that are the most outlandish, unprofessional things that I have ever heard.
Oh.
The Bank of America is a landmark, benchmark company.
Oh, come on.
In America.
Oh, you... Yeah, no, I agree. I can't believe he would be like that. What exactly did he say that was so horrible?
I don't want to go into that. Except for one thing, he said, if you don't do a survey, you will not be granted a loan. I have never heard of anything like that.
Okay, well, I was just calling you to make sure he was correct, because he told me that you had a major attitude problem. And
I have a major attitude problem.
I'm glad you're admitting to it now.
You should listen to some of the calls that he makes sometimes.
Oh, I did, and it sounded like you were just being a little bitch at him. And because of your attitude,
now listen,
I'm going to make this a double survey.
He used the term bitch 3 times.
Oh, how could he do something
that?
Like
is not only unprofessional, and he claims to be a Christian.
Oh, he is a Christian.
Ridiculous.
We only hire Christians here, sir.
Well, Christians that I know of don't call people on the phone and use the term bitch.
Christians that
What's
I know
the
don't
with you?
Christians that I know don't give all this attitude to trusted organizations and like Bank of America, landmark organizations.
I don't know who you are or who you represent, but you folks are unprofessional and
tell him no loan. No loan for him.
Christian.
I'm canceling the sir. Aw. I need to tell him no loan.
Like you can print the receipt here and call him back. Leave him a message and tell him I'm canceling the loan right now.
All right. Last call to him.
Or this guy.
Hello, this is Mark from the Bank of America. I just needed to let you know that we're denying your loan because of your attitude problem.
You're denying my loan because of an attitude problem.
I'm printing out the denial of loan forms right now.
Deny.
You are something else.
Okay, sir, I think we should come clean with you.
I have and have had a loan on a mortgage.
Oh, just shut up. Listen, sir.
Sir,
shut the fuck up. Okay, look, we're just the...
Is this more Christian language?
There's nothing in the Bible about the fuck word.
Please do not call here again. Oh. I'm trying to make a call. Okay,
sir, we need to come clean. We need to come clean with you. Now shut up for a minute.
Listen, we're the janitors here at Bank of America. And we just thought it'd be fun to try and work on loans for once. Don't say anything. Bank of America, this is Jim. Can I help you?
I am trying to reach a representative. Extension 15.
Okay, let me transfer you over there, sir. Just a minute, please.
Hello? This is Tim, Bank of America. Can I help you?
I'm trying to reach a representative of Bank of America. The phone number is 1-800.
That is me, sir. How can I help you? Oh, hold on. Are you the gentleman that we just spoke to?
Am I what?
You're the gentleman that we just denied the loan, right? The one with the bitch attitude?
Am I the customer with the bitch attitude?
Yeah, we deny your loan here. It's written down on my report here. It was canceled because of your bitch attitude. Hold on, I'm going to print it.
I think he hung up.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy from the Bank of America. Is this Bill?
What can I do for you, Roy?
Well, you called about some property on Drive.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I did. I'm representing the...
Yeah,
on the Millers. Refi.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, can you make sure you send me everything on their behalf?
Oh, we already sent everything.
Who'd you send it to?
We sent it to the address on the forms.
The address on the phone? You mean... Who'd you send it to?
That's the one. I can't give out all the information because you could be a hacker. You know, I can't give it out over the phone.
Okay, all right. That's okay. It'll get to me eventually because I just moved from there last month. But it'll get to me eventually.
Oh, okay. All right.
But my current address is Clinton Street.
Oh, okay. That sounds kind of like a hobo neighborhood. Is that why are you that's where you're moving to?
Yeah, if you want to call me a hobo, that's fine. Just give me the papers.
Well, no, it sounds like a hobo street. I mean, Clinton Street? That sounds like a hobo street.
I don't know where you're coming from, but just give me the documents. That's all. I'm trying to represent a client.
Okay. Well, I went ahead and checked your credit report. And
wait a minute. I'm not the applicant. I'm the attorney.
Oh, his credit report. Okay. Yeah, whatever. Same thing. Wait, are you the one that lives in the hobo neighborhood, or is it your client then?
I'm the attorney for...
And you live on Clinton Street?
No, my office is at Clinton Street.
Oh, I see. Are you like an attorney for low-income people that can't afford attorneys?
No, they can afford me. I've been representing them for 30 years.
Oh, I see. Well, it just sounds like you're kind of like a low-rent attorney.
Thank you for the great opinion.
Well, it's not an opinion. It's a fact.
Well, thank you for the fact, but are you going to get me the documents or should I go to somebody else?
Well, with your attitude, maybe not.
I don't think it's my attitude. I think it's yours.
Well, I think it's yours. I think your opinion's wrong.
Okay. Whatever the opinion is, I'm just trying to represent a client.
Okay. All right.
So if you can get me those paper, title order and whatever, so I can get started and get the title report going and get ready for settlement, I'd appreciate it.
Can I get your client's phone number? Because maybe I could recommend a better attorney for him.
I don't know where you're coming from, but I got to go play tennis.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, how can you afford tennis since you only deal with poor clients?
I own the tennis court.
Yeah, right. You don't have to lie to impress me. I'm not looking for an attorney.
I know that. I'm just trying to represent a client.
Okay. Well, you don't have to try and impress me. You don't have to lie.
I'm not trying to impress you, Matt. Just trying to represent a client.
You shouldn't worry about what I think about you.
Well, I do. I'm just trying to represent a client.
Well, then why are you lying and telling me you own tennis courts and stuff?
I'm just trying to kid around with you because I got to go play tennis.
I already know you're a hobo attorney.
Okay, good.
And I know
hobo attorneys sometimes represent clients.
I know that tennis means to masturbate.
Okay, I got to go.
Can I have your client's phone number real quick?
Gosh, it's in her file. I'm about to walk out the door.
Oh, well, turn around and go get it.
Yeah. No, I can't. I'm in my car right now.
No. You just said you're about to walk out the door. Now you're just lying to me.
Right. So do the best you can and wait for your document.
Okay. I'll try and get a hold of him then.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye. What an incredibly easygoing and easily confused attorney. There's a ton of those bank loan prank calls on the Phone Losers of America YouTube channel. If you go to youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, it looks like there's at least 10 of them here. Okay, maybe not a ton exactly, about 10. But there's a lot of good stuff in there if you go to that channel and just search for the word bank. Next, we're going to do some calls to some people who signed a petition to stop a crosswalk from being built in front of a university. I never fully understood what their problem with the crosswalk was, but they didn't like the idea of the crosswalk or the style of the crosswalk or something like that. So these people attended a city meeting and they signed a petition trying to stop the crosswalk from being built. And we called the phone numbers off of that petition list and tried our best to confuse the crap out of the people that signed the petition.
Hello, this is Barbara.
Hello, Barbara. This is Dave. I'm calling from the College Avenue Safety Enhancement Project.
Hi.
And you came to our open house back in November.
Okay.
And you signed the sign-in sheet.
Uh-huh.
And you kept the pin.
What?
You kept the pin. You didn't. You signed with the sign-up. You signed. You know, you used our pin to sign the sign-up sheet, and then you kept it. Put it in your purse.
I'm sorry?
We just reviewed the security camera footage, and you kept our pin.
Okay. I'm sorry. Do you want it back?
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't just come over here and steal our pin. How would you like if we came to your house and stole your pins?
I'm confused. Do you work for the City of Columbia?
Correct, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, and you're coming over and stealing our pins. I mean, I know you pay taxes, and that'll probably be your stupid argument, but, you know, no, you don't own our pins. You can't just take them home with you. It's really
dumb.
I'm
very confused by this.
Why are you confused? Do you think it's okay to steal our pins?
Well, because if I accidentally took your pen, you
accidentally.
Can have a pen back.
Is that what you say when you go to Walmart and shoplift?
Can I have your name again?
You go to Walmart and shoplift things, and you're like, oh, I accidentally put all your shit in my purse. My name is Roy. I'm with the college.
And Roy, and what you said you were with the College Avenue Safety.
Yeah, same thing.
Roy, what's your last name?
Gerbel. Look,
you work for the City of Columbia?
Yeah, and I'm not the one on trial here, so you can stop grilling me about my information. We just want our goddamn pin back.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and go on up to the Public Works on the third floor. And
bring the pin with you.
In charge of the project.
Bring the pin with you.
Good to know. Okay.
Bring the pin, okay? You better bring the pin.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from the college. And
Roy from the college.
Yeah. Good job repeating me. And
I'm sorry, I have no idea who Roy from the college is.
Okay, well, if you'd be quiet, I can tell you.
I'm sorry, what's going on here?
Okay, well, you came to our open house in November and voiced your displeasure at our crosswalk project. Remember?
I'm sorry, I may have been various things. Which crosswalk projects are we talking about?
Oh, you know, the College Avenue one. The safety enhancement project?
I did suggest there's some more thinking, but that's a long time ago. So
I know.
What can I do for
I know.
You?
I know. You're old. Your memory's going. You live on 9th Street, right?
Right.
Okay. We have your address here. We're going to come out and paint a crosswalk in front of your house, like directly in front of it, as a way to protest.
Who the fuck are you?
It's a way to protest your. Hello? He asked me a question, and then he just hangs up. Didn't even give me a chance to answer.
Hello, this is Pat.
Hey, Pat. This is Roy from the City Planning Commission. I was calling about that College Avenue crosswalk thing.
The College Avenue crosswalk.
Yeah, you know, you came to the open house, and you submitted a paper saying you didn't approve of the crosswalk project on College Avenue.
The College Avenue Safety Enhancement Project.
That's the one.
Yes, I was unhappy with the outcome because the neighborhood felt like the decisions were predetermined, even though they were told when they participated in the process that all options were open.
Okay, well, I just wanted to call and gloat because it's done. We built it, and there's nothing you can do about it. You lose. Ha ha.
Who are you?
Well, I'm with the city planner. This is Roy. I already told you that. So we win.
Roy, what's your last name?
Gerbel. We win and you lose.
You actually work for Engineering Surveys and Services, ESS. And Roy, spell your last name for me.
Gerbel.
Gerbel. Well, thank you for your call.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, what are you going to do? Try and get me in trouble? We already built the crosswalk.
I don't know. I think your call is entirely inappropriate. I'm a citizen who sits on two boards and commissions. I do the work that council asked me to do by asking neighbors. And for you to call me and go, boo-hoo, too bad, we won, what kind of inappropriate call is this?
I also said neener, neener. Don't forget that part.
I didn't hear that very well. I'm driving home right now. I've been working on the western part of the state. I'm trying to get home to get to my neighborhood association meeting.
Of course, I wish I had
a pencil so I could spell your last name. I think your behavior is highly inappropriate. And if you are a city employee, the city manager will hear from me about it.
Okay.
So, Roy, again, spell your last name for me.
Well, hey, you're not supposed to use your cell phone while driving. You're a lawbreaker.
I have a headset on. What's your last name again,
Oh,
Roy?
Bullshit, you do. I bet you're just holding it in your hand.
No, I'm not. I'm wearing a trucker headset. I work for a construction company.
Oh, you're such a liar. Ugh.
Roy, spell your last name again.
No, I already did it. I did it once. I'm not going to do it again. I don't like repeating myself.
Goodbye.
But, you know, I just wanted to... Hello? I'm going to play one more call for today's episode. This one is a call to a person who we left a note on their windshield of their car, which said, sorry, I dinged your car. So they called back and said, hey, what'd you do to my car? This is one of those calls.
Hey, Roy. My name is Nick. I saw your note in the back of my girlfriend's car, and I looked around. I saw a minor scratch on her left fender.
If you know what I mean.
Said ding. So give me a call at your convenience. My number's 248. And my name is Nick again. Thanks.
Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Yes.
It's Roy. I left a note on your car?
Yes.
Yes, I'm very sorry about that, about what happened.
So what happened, actually?
Well, it was in the back seat where the Nick was. I'm sorry, not the Nick, the ding.
Okay, well, I looked around the car. I saw something out front, nothing that major and stuff happens.
Yeah, it was just, I was in the back seat of your car when it happened.
You were in the back seat?
Yeah, and my fingernails kind of scraped around on the seat, and it left a mark. It really did. I'm so sorry. I mean, it's not a rip or anything. It's just kind of a mark, and I think you could get some touch-up leather stuff or whatever.
Okay, so how are you in the back of the car?
Oh, I was having sex with your girlfriend. And I was scratching her back, and my finger just kind of kept going and scratched the seat up real good.
Oh, that is very mature. You guys are really, really beautiful people.
What guys? Me and your girlfriend?
All of you fucking assholes.
What do you mean all of us? Now there's all of us? What are you talking
whoever,
about?
Whoever is putting this in play. Yeah. Very nice.
What do you mean by you people? Are you racist?
Racist? Are you a different race, Roy?
Or
the asshole race?
Oh, okay. So now you're
that you're trying to do all of this bullshit.
Now you're going to be like that toward my people. I see how it is.
Who are your people? I don't even know who you are.
There's not all of us. There's not three.
I'm talking to you and your friends.
What friends? It was just me and your girlfriend, and that's it.
Okay. Thank you.
In the back seat of that car.
I'll fix that scratch.
Okay. Thank you very much. And, tell your girlfriend to call me.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
That's not nice. That's the end of today's episode of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. Hope you enjoyed all those phone calls from about 2.5 years ago. If you like the Bank of America call by Trainwreck, you should check out his YouTube channel. It's at youtube.com/pranktrainwreck. I'll have a link to that in the show notes if you want to go check him out. Today's music was provided by Rockwell. You remember Rockwell, right? From the 80s. He did the Somebody's Watching Me song, but apparently he also did a song about obscene phone calls. Remember when that was a thing? People just call you up and breathe heavily into the phone? That's what people did before the internet existed. If you like today's episode, be sure to look it up on iTunes and leave a review for it. A positive review. A 5-star review. No 1-star reviews allowed. And do the same thing for Android and Spotify and wherever else you listen to podcasts at. Doing stuff like that helps more people find this show. And also, just share the show with your friends. Give the gift of happiness and let people hear this show if you like it.
Film calls are a waste of time. I must have my number changed or trace these calls from whence they came. If Alexander Bell were alive today, would we want the telephone to be used this way?
Find someone else to bother. I don't understand why you're calling me, you know? I don't know who you are. You know, you call me every day, you breathe on the phone. You just let me know if you're a girl or something. Maybe I'll talk to you, but, you know, you don't say anything but...
Whoa, excuse me?